This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Yesterday's first half hour was, should have been, more appropriately dubbed Scabbers Live, as you picked away and bled profusely during the opening segment.
I'm good now.
Are you? Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. As long as you're not still bleeding out.
Well, you know what it is? It was also in the ankle, a sensitive area where it's like hard to stop the bleed. And when I picked at it, I didn't think much. And then I looked down and I have a big like red blob right on the ankle. And I'm like, oh no, this is going to keep on going. But I
put some tape on it.
Exactly. Put some tape on it. Apply pressure, you know, apply pressure. That's what I did. And it stopped. So that's good.
All right. Where you want to go?
Okay. So let's go to the Norris Trophy. Cale Makar wins the Norris. I think we all thought he was going to win. Werenski finished second in the voting, and Quinn Hughes finished third. I think anybody in the world would have thought those were the top three this year. There were some good years, some good seasons from others. Jacob Slavin is one that, you know, people talk about as one of the best defensive defensemen. So, you know, he could have been up and getting some votes up there. Gustav Forsling could have been in there because everybody's been talking about Forsling since the Florida Panthers have been in the finals now 3 years in a row and won last year. But Rasmus Dahlin finished sixth in voting. So it went Makar, Werenski, Hughes, Josh Morrissey of the Winnipeg Jets, Victor Hedman, and Rasmus Dahlin. No first place vote, no second place votes, but four third place votes. Mm-hmm. So there's four people out there that thought that, you know what, it probably was Makar, Werenski, Dahlin, or Makar, Hughes, Dahlin, or whatever. Like, they felt like he was worthy of a top three. And this is the best. Dahlin's finished. Like, 2 years ago, he had more points, and he finished eighth in the race. Last year, 15th. He dropped a little bit. No, this season, sixth. That's why I'm saying this is a big year, because you are getting Dahlin's not only best years coming up with the perception from around the league, but I feel like physically and emotionally and everything that he's now put to work, that's his best year. So I just feel like that's a feather. Oh, and by the way, Duffer, I kid you not, yesterday I'm walking around the house and Jacob is having lunch and he's like after Sabres Live, like he's eating a late lunch and he's watching some videos on his phone. And I hear from the corner and another feather in his map. He's watching that Family Feud moment that we refer to all the time. I'm like, Jacob, we talk about this all the time on Sabres Live. He's like, what? So anyway, I think that's another feather in his lap. Rasmus Dahlin to finish sixth now in the Norris voting this year, which is pretty significant in my opinion.
I mean, will he become the first Sabre ever to win the Norris Trophy?
I think there is a chance, but with that chance, there needs to be consistent success. And I'm not saying you make the playoffs 1 year and then all of a sudden Rasmus Dahlin is the winner. But I think you need to make it in 2 or 3 years because it's hard to break the top three. We're talking about Makar. We're talking about Quinn Hughes. I mean, Lane Hudson finished, what, ninth? Lane Hudson had 66 points as a rookie, 6 goals, mm-hmm. 60 assists. I think Lane Hudson could easily be a top three, top four next year if he puts up 80 points and you know, whatever, like the way that he plays. So, but Montreal Canadiens made the playoffs, right? So now all of a sudden, Lane Hudson is a top defenseman creating offensively on a team that made the playoffs. That gets, to me, a better look next year. So Dahlin, I feel, could get to break in the top three at some point. But obviously, that has to come with team success. Mm-hmm. No teams and no players, in my opinion, will win the Norris on a team that doesn't make the playoffs. Unless you go out there and you get 100 points and the next closest is 20 points away and you dominated and somehow your team didn't make it. Okay. But I feel like team success needs to come for Dahlin to be able to get to the top three.
Well, when the Sabres make the playoffs, what is most likely? Tage Thompson, a Hart Trophy finalist, Rasmus Dahlin, a Norris finalist, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, a Vezina finalist.
Dahlin Norris. That's, to me, that is the easy answer. I would have said Tage Thompson or Rocket Richard winner if and when the Sabres get there.
No voting required on that one.
Huh?
There's no voting required on that
one. No voting. Yeah, that's why the Art Ross and the Rocket Richard to me are some of the best trophies because there's no debate. Did you get most points? You win the Art Ross. Mm-hmm. Did you get most goals? You win the Rocket Richard. Like that's what it is, right? The Jennings did as a team. You give up the least amount of goals. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what? Boom, you win the Jennings. Like that's what it is. Now I think there's a better chance for Thompson, in my opinion, to win the Rocket than to win the Hart. Just because Dahlin would be a significant piece. And if Tage is now playing wing, is there a little bit of that's lost on the winger, right? The impact that you have as most valuable player. But I think Dahlin winning the Norris would be number one on my list, like by a lot. Like if the Sabres are consistently making the playoffs and that's because Rasmus Dahlin is one of, if not the best, at his position.
If the Sabres make the playoffs next year and have Mitch Marner in the lineup, do you think Dahlin and Marner are going to split the vote on, and when it comes down to Hart Trophy?
Because they would...
I would think both of them would have played a rather large role in getting them back to the postseason.
I think anybody that you were to bring in that is a significant piece, if it is a Mitch Marner or mm-hmm. if it was a John Tavares, so if it was somebody like that, like if you make a trade for Jason Robertson and all mm-hmm. of a sudden you make the playoffs, you have to think, hey, the impact that this player, this new player coming in had is so significant that we can't turn our backs to it. But the production still needs to be there. But I still think that Dahlin, like if the Sabres or a goaltender, and you mentioned Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen or Levi or goalie X, right? Like who knows what happens from now until the draft and free agency and where that goes. You get any goaltender, Luukkonen, Levi, or goalie to be named later to come in, play 60 games in the season, and the team makes the playoffs, you're in the conversation. I'm not saying that you're up there, but you're a big reason why now, all of a sudden, your team is in the playoffs. Look, Samuel Montembeau in Montreal last year, Linus Ullmark in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Like, they are a big reason why they made the playoffs. Would they have gotten votes for the Hart Trophy at the end of the year? No. But internally in your team, you know that without their performances, they wouldn't have been there.
You've done a lot of talking already.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's by design, obviously.
I'm feeling it today, Duffer. I'm feeling it.
You are. And so dare we venture down this path again? A distant cousin of the highest paid Dallas star, a Marty Rantanen?
We could go there now. Yes. And how about this? You know how I love my rules, right? I love the different rules and learning about the rules and making sure that you're precise when there's a rule that needs to be applied. And I also love many different sports. I love watching baseball. I love baseball. I used to ump in baseball. I love knowing the rules. And one of the most common rules at the little league level, softball or baseball, is the infield fly rule. Everybody knows. Runner on first and second, less than two outs. They blew at home plate or blew on the bases. They made a signal to one another. Hey, infield fly rule is in effect. If the ball is popped in the infield fly, we call the batter out, and the runners can advance at their own risk. 2 days ago, Duffer, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox were playing. Nobody out, runner on first and second. Pop fly right at the catcher. The home plate umpire says, infield fly rule, batter is out. So he drops the ball. The runner on second for the Rays felt, I got to run now because it is the ball dropped. I got to run. I'm forced to run to third base. He didn't know the rule. The runner on first is forced to run to second. He didn't know the rule. He's not forced to run anywhere. The catcher grabs the ball, throws it to third base. The third baseman touches the base, doesn't tag the runner, throws to second. The second baseman touches the base, accidentally tags the runner. So now they got the double play with the infield fly rule and the runner on second. But I'm watching this and I'm like, this is major league. They don't know the rules. Like, not just the Red Sox didn't know the rules. The Tampa Bay Rays didn't know the rules. The runners didn't know the rules. So that drove me crazy. But I have seen this clip, and I remember as a huge Expos fan, and if you're watching on MSG, you're going to love this. In the early 2000s, Frank Robinson, the great Frank Robinson, was managing the Expos. Bases loaded, Barry Bonds at the bats for the San Francisco Giants. He pops one up straight up in the air, right in front of home plate. Home plate umpire says infield fly rule, batter is out. The Expos drop the ball, and then the guy with the ball touches home plate to tag the runner out. It's not a forced play. So the runner stopped from the Giants. He knew the rule. He stops, and when the Expos are not looking, he kind of quietly goes in and touches home plate. The home plate umpire says, safe!
In the middle of the argument.
And then, so the Expos are yelling at the umpire. They're like, what is going on? Did I touch home plate? Frank Robinson gets out of the dugout. And now you're thinking, oh boy, here he comes. He's going to yell at the umpire. He walks by the home plate umpire and he yells at his player, get back to your spots, you dumb players, you idiots. It was an infield fly rule. You don't know and he's berating his own players, right? And I love that. I still remember because I was an Expos fan, and I'm thinking, this is why the Expos are moving. This is why they're moving, because they're bad. They're terrible. They don't know the rules. So anyway, know the rules if you're a professional player. Parents and coaches at the youth level know that rule. It's one of the weird rules in baseball, but they know the rules. So now it made me to think, what are some of the weird rules in hockey that players wouldn't know, right? Like we saw it earlier this year. Who was in the playoffs that played the puck with a broken stick? Like there was a defenseman. The stick is broken in half, and he went and knocked the puck out of the crease with a broken stick.
Well, there's nothing better than Austin Matthews playing with the goalie stick this year.
Austin Matthews playing with a goalie stick. That is. That's what I'm talking about. Like players that don't know the rule. Who was it? It was, with the Chicago Blackhawks years ago. He headbutted the puck into the net and they celebrated like, yay, what a play. Even the announcers were like, what a play by Brendan Saad, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And he headbutted the puck into the net. No, you're not allowed to intentionally propel a puck into the net any other ways that with your stick. You can redirect it off your head or off your body, but you can't elbow a puck into the net. You can't headbutt a puck into the net. There's rules. Players don't know. It was Andrew Shaw. Thank you. Producer Jeff is on top of things. I love it. There's rules. And players in the NHL sometimes don't even know the rules, right? Like, you're Maxim Afinaganov used to be so notorious for sitting on the bench waiting for the player to come in. And one time he touched the puck while his feet were still dangling off the bench. That's a penalty. That's an interference penalty. You have to have one skate on the ice to basically declare, I'm a player on the ice now. After that, you can touch the puck. Afinaganov didn't know the rules. So I look at baseball and I'm like, seriously, know the rules. Remember the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, Kansas City, San Francisco? They do the coin toss and then San Francisco decides to get the ball first. And then they're on the bench and they're like, wait a second. So if we score a touchdown, they still get the ball? What? Like they didn't know the rules. Mm-hmm. Kansas City was like, we wanted the ball second. Kansas City knew the rules. San Fran didn't know the rules. Yeah. Donovan McNabb didn't know that.
Yeah. Clock
the game
management.
Could end in a tie, right? Yeah. Like, you're a professional athlete, man. No rules. And Brian Burke, when he was GM of the Anaheim Ducks, used to have a 10-question questionnaire to the players in training camp about weird rules to see who knows the rules or not.
Your Rantanen has gone on too long. It's now Kimmo Autotaimonen. We're back after this.
I love this.
On Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.